The justices unanimously ruled Thursday that the state's 35-foot buffer zone violated the First Amendment rights of protesters. Attorney General Martha Coakley, whose office argued before the court to keep the buffer zone, said she was disappointed but would continue fighting to make sure women had access to health care. State Senate President Therese Murray said she expected lawmakers to come up with new language to address the court's concerns before the legislative session ends July 31st. But Anne Fox, president of Massachusetts Citizens for Life, called the court's ruling, quote, a victory for all citizens who value their First Amendment rights, end quote. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.